Thank you. Thanks, fellas.
Okay, thank you. Now we are on to item 61.
Yep.
Time certain, 10:30.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, may I begin?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Senator, Commissioner Rich.
Yeah. So this is a very special item. And I invited a dear friend of mine, Sam Dubbin, to come here today. Some of you may remember and recall Murray Dubbin, who's a, you know, was a longtime legislator, my next door neighbor for 25 years, so I have a long history with the Dubbin family. Sam has devoted his life to public service. He is an attorney. He worked in Washington under the Clinton administration in the Transportation Department area and under Janet Reno, Attorney General. He has spent decades working on behalf of Holocaust survivors. Unfortunately, several of them that he might have liked to have brought here today have, at this point, you know, they're in their 90s. It's very hard for them. I've been watching them since they were in their 70s when Sam got started with this. So it is a resolution. I'm going to let Sam explain it, but it's a resolution urging the Congress to enact Holocaust Insurance Accountability Act, which would give survivors the right, the opportunity to file suit in this country against insurance companies where they had policies and they have never been fulfilled, they've never been paid. It's been really hard for Sam. He's had a lot of wonderful congressional people supporting him, Ileana Ross for years. This time he has both of our United States senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, and Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz are at the forefront of this legislation. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the magic year and the charm that we get this done, because as you see in the resolution, we have approximately 3,300 Holocaust survivors currently in Broward County. In 1997, we had 7,360 in Broward County. They are fast dying and still not having access to what's rightfully theirs. So I'm going to turn it over to Sam, and thank you so much for coming up today. I appreciate it and all the work that you've done over all these years to try and get fairness for the Holocaust survivors.
And before Sam starts, may I just read the item? It's a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Broward County, Florida, urging the United States Congress to enact the Holocaust Insurance Accountability Act of 2019, directing the county administrator to provide a copy of this resolution to the officials designated herein and providing for severability and an effective date.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioner Nan, for all the nice things you said and for all the years of friendship and support and everything you've done in the legislature and in your private capacity to help the Holocaust survivor community is well noticed by them, and they're very grateful for that. The Holocaust was not only the greatest murder of all time, but the greatest theft. And the economic aspects of it haven't necessarily been as well documented, and of course it's not as important, except for the fact that the collaboration of corporations like Allianz and Generali and AXA, Deutsche Bank, and of course the manufacturers like Ford and GM and Daimler and Siemens and the like enabled the Holocaust, no question about it. And those corporations have basically gotten away scot-free financially and in terms of the opprobrium that they deserve for having participated in the mass murder of Jews. There's a new play in the Gable stage right now called Watson about how IBM's Holderith punch cards were utilized by the Nazi regime to document the location of Jewish populations throughout Germany and occupied Europe, and how IBM knowingly supplied those cards to the Nazi regime during that time. I recommend that play, by the way, at the Gable stage, because it's a part of a story that is not well known. So the insurance industry was an integral part of the Nazi war machine as well. Allianz, for example, was one of the largest insurance companies in the world, certainly in Europe and in Germany. Its chairman, Kurt Schmidt, was Hitler's second minister of economics. He wore his SS uniform to Allianz board meetings. Allianz provided insurance for the construction of Auschwitz-Birkenau Dachau, the Lodz Ghetto, and other instruments of murder. At the same time, it was selling insurance policies to Jewish families, life insurance policies, knowing, of course, that what the fate of those families would be. And then after the war, when survivors managed to come forward and ask for their policy proceeds, these companies across the board demanded death certificates, which, of course, Hitler didn't issue, demanded original documents, which no survivor had after Auschwitz, and engaged in other fraudulent conduct in order to deny the victims what their families had paid for. And, of course, there was no insurance commissioner. There were no class action lawyers. Survivors, skin and bones out of Auschwitz, got on with their lives. And decades later, when when survivors started being able to talk about these experiences more, and when the Berlin Wall fell and some of these records became available and the Swiss bank guard was caught shredding documents of the Jewish policies, of the Jewish bank accounts, these issues came to light about the extent to which Jewish families had purchased insurance from these companies and not been paid. So the state of Florida and other states in 1998 and 1999 passed legislation which said if you were, you know, involved in that market and, you know, sold policies, you need to account, and you're doing business in our state, like Allianz and Generali and AXA and Swiss Re and all these other companies were doing, you need to publish the names of the policyholders so that survivors, of course, the survivors were teenagers at the time, but they testified before these insurance commissioners and said, I remember the insurance agent coming around and collecting, and, you know, my mother had a pushka where they put the zlotys or the kronas and said, you know, this is for, you know, for protection in case something happens. Or there was a plaque on the house, you know, this home insured by Allianz or Generali. So the survivors who, like Nan said at the time, were in their late 60s and early 70s, could only remember those experiences, but they knew their families had insurance, and the companies stonewalled them for decades and decades. So the state regulators took this information, went to the legislatures. The legislature said, if you want to do business in our state here, you need to be accountable. Because, you know, we don't have to let you do business here. If you're going to defraud Holocaust victims, you know, why would we trust you with anybody else? And besides, they're entitled to this money. So the laws would have forced the companies to publish that information, given them a chance, given the victims, the survivors, a chance to find their families, you know, their relatives' name on the list, negotiate something, and if not, they couldn't make a settlement, they could go to court. So the companies who denied that they ever did anything wrong, denied that there were any large number of unpaid policies or the like, said, well, you know, we don't want these poor old people to have to go to court, so we're going to establish a commission, and we're going to voluntarily publish the information, and we're going to voluntarily accept and process claims and try to, you know, short-circuit the legal process. So you can kind of see what's coming here, right? So the insurance industry created a commission. It was private. They paid for it. Some of the regulators participated in the commission, but they all took the position that they would only participate, and if people wanted to accept what was being offered, that's fine, but they retained the right to enforce the laws that had been passed in their states, like Florida did, and New York and California, and of course that the survivors would retain any other common law rights that they had. But after 10 years of this commission, which again operated under no government supervision, the companies only paid 3% of what was owed. And what was owed? There were 600,000 policies, you know, owned by Jewish people in 1938 that were not honored after the Holocaust. This commission paid 14,000 of those, 3%. The value in 2007, when this commission ended, of those policies was $18 billion. The commission paid $250 million. And just imagine the survivors who have gone through trauma after trauma after trauma, including, by the way, the trauma of having applied for reparations from Germany and other pensions and the like, filling out form after form after form, were promised, you know, come to this commission and we'll help you. Well, they went through the same process again, and I can assure you, having gone through these files extensively, the process was completely stacked against the victims, and the results speak for themselves. So, unfortunately, when the insurance commissioners tried to enforce their laws, the companies took them to court, and the U.S. Supreme Court held in a 5-4 vote that because the State Department had a policy that Holocaust victims' insurance claims should be resolved in a non-adversarial setting, a policy, mind you, no law, no statute, no treaty, nothing, that preempted the rights of the states to force those companies to produce that information. And so all those state laws were struck down by the Supreme Court. And it soon followed after that that the right of a survivor to actually go to court to enforce a policy was also preempted by federal executive policy. That's the Garamendi decision. John Garamendi was the insurance commissioner of the state of California when that case, you know, came to a head. By the way, he's now a member of Congress and a very, very solid supporter of this legislation. So what this legislation does is it reverses the Garamendi decision. It reverses the Second Circuit Generali decision, which says that the states don't have the power to enforce these laws. And it creates a new federal cause of action, which says if you're a Holocaust victim, if you're the heir of a Holocaust victim, and this extends to the children and grandchildren. These are contracts. This is not charity. This is not reparations. These are legal contracts that belong to the families. You have the right to bring a case in federal court and go and have a chance of proving your case. It doesn't guarantee anybody any money, but opens the courthouse door. And I would just add here that there, half of the Holocaust survivors in, around the world, and of course, like Nan said, there are fewer and fewer, live in poverty. And many never were able to get their lives together after the war. They certainly could have used this insurance money in the 40s and 50s when the case, when the issues were ripe. They could use it today. Not to say that they're, whether you're rich or poor, you're entitled to get your insurance policies compensated. I think everybody in this room can identify with, you know, what the difficulty of dealing with insurance companies in general. Now imagine if you're a Holocaust victim or the child of a Holocaust survivor, because, you know, many of their lives have been, you know, traumatized as well by those experiences to have to, you know, battle that kind of gauntlet. So here with the federal government, thanks to our senators, Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz and the South Florida delegation has always been very supportive, as has people like John Garamendi, who experienced this, for pushing through this legislation. And yes, we've tried before. There have been, you know, political events and some unfortunate personal, actions by people who promised better, who didn't follow through with their promises in the past that prevented this legislation from going through. But this, you know, it's never too late to do the right thing, and the survivors and their families are entitled to this relief. We had a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee in September where David Mermelstein, another friend of Nan's, 90 years old, testified before the U.S. Senate about, you know, his experience in this regard, as well as the fact that it's an insult to Holocaust survivors, many of whom, by the way, including people, you know, we know who've been written about in the local national press, served in the U.S. military after coming here. So they're Holocaust survivors, U.S. veterans, and they are second-class citizens under U.S. law. So we, on behalf of the survivor community, want to thank this commission for entertaining this resolution. The Miami-Dade County Commission passed one last year and authorized their lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to assist us in trying to get sponsors and passage of the legislation. That's been a big help, so we can always use more help. So the fact that this commission would acknowledge the importance of this legislation, the rights of the survivors, the need for justice, and lend its prestige and other resources to the assistance of this cause is very, very important. And we are grateful for you all for taking this up today. And grateful for Commissioner Rich for taking the leadership.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, at the appropriate time, I'd like to speak on this briefly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The reason that I had asked to co-sponsor this when this came out, like others have, I have a friend who was a successful Big Four accountant in New York, and he, as he was getting ready to leave that field, he was going to retire. He was looking for something in the nonprofit field, and he became one of the directors of the fund that helps with the Holocaust survivors as far as the benefits and some of the dollars that were put in the fund. So we've met many times, and we've gone through these issues, and the amount of dollars that have been improperly taken from these people, and this isn't charity in any way. This is a legitimate contract that was there. And these dollars can go such a long way, and it's, I wholly support this. And after meeting with him, I think it's become an issue that really deserves more attention, because I think that a lot of the companies are just playing the waiting game as far as time passes on this.
Vice Mayor Geller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. speak briefly on this because there's one other person I think should be recognized. Sam mentioned that the legislation passed in some of the states in 1998. I was actually the sponsor of the Senate bill, and Representative Ken Gottlieb was the sponsor of the House bill. And I remember clearly because we were both elected in special election, and then Insurance Commissioner Bill Nelson was leading the charge on this and was looking for sponsors. But since the legislature had already started, the only people that could sponsor it were newly elected legislators, which were Representative Gottlieb and myself. Senator Nelson, but then Insurance Commissioner Nelson, took a, you know, I don't know if he's ever fully gotten the credit, but really was a leader on behalf of the survivor community on that and other issues. And I want to mention his name as well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Stephen, thank you. And Senator Nelson was the lead co-sponsor of this in the U.S. Senate for many years, and he was defeated, and, you know, that's politics. But Senator Scott has, you know, has taken on the leadership, you know, to help as well. So I agree, Senator Nelson deserves tremendous credit for having brought this issue to the forefront and fought for survivors for many years.
Commissioner Ryan wishes to be added as a co-sponsor also. And Commissioner Bogan.
Yes, just after Commissioner Rich spoke about your efforts, I really want to commend you and thank you for what you're doing. I think it's really great, and no one else I can
well,
say.
Thank you. People in my position don't hear that very often, so I will gratefully accept your.
It's really great what you're doing.
And of course, it's the survivors and their dedication that you know have driven me, and you know the injustice that you know. Allianz has been so immune. They were holding a so-called charity golf tournament in Boca Raton for 15 years. Allianz, one of the worst culprits, they owe over $3 billion to Holocaust victims. You know, you may all remember that the survivor community and their supporters protested outside that Allianz golf tournament for between 2011 and 2017, and thankfully chased them away. They're no longer insulting, the entire community, with this so-called charity golf tournament with money they stole from Holocaust victims. So, yes, the issue does need more attention, and I appreciate your comments in that regard.
Thank you. Commissioner Farr wishes to be added on also as a co-sponsor, and so does Commissioner Fisher. This is a fight for justice, and thank you for your fight. Justice for all is important. Everyone ought to have justice. And I think you are at the forefront of doing this. And I'm grateful that all of us here are now co-sponsors of this. Commissioner Rich, would you move your item?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. So it's all ayes. It's 8-0. It passes.
Many thanks.
Thank you very much.
And I'll certainly report to the survivor community. They'll be very grateful for the news as well.
Okay, well.